Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.
When it comes to backing early stage companies, the people who put money in are often known as the three F's: friends, family and fools. But there is a category of risk-taking investors called angel investors who take a punt on a business early doors. And my next guest runs a syndicate of angel investors, which is the first of its kind because it's run by and aimed at female investors. Mary McKenna from Awaken Angels is a former entrepreneur herself, so she knows all about risk-taking. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Not too bad, Mary. Can you explain the difference for us between an angel investor and a venture capital investor?
Yeah, I can. So an angel investor is somebody that invests their own money into a company. They usually come early stage into the business, so they maybe invest before the business has started making any revenue. So it's very, very risky, Joe. It's at the high end of the risk scale. Mm. Whereas a VC comes in a bit later on when perhaps the business is a bit more established and it's, you know, already on track to being successful. And it's a bit less risky. It's still very risky, but it's a bit less risky. And they invest other people's money, institutional investment, pension funds and things like that. So the people that work in there make the decisions about where the investments are going to go.
Now, and you have formed a syndicate of female investors, which is called Awaken Angels. Is that right?
Yes. And it's not just women, but it's women led, because we're trying to address the situation in Ireland where there really are not many women investors, angel investors at all. It's very, very low compared to other parts of the world.
It's 30% of angel investors in Germany are women, and it's only 1% in Ireland. Is that right?
That's what we think. There isn't a great deal of information available about what the exact numbers are.
But either way, it's very low for Ireland.
Very, very low indeed, yes.
And how are you going to go about doing this?
Well, we started about 10 months ago, and we have been backed by British Business Bank in the north and by Intertrade Ireland in the south. And that has allowed us to create some educational materials for new women investors so that they can get comfortable with the idea of angel investing. And that's an important part of it, especially for women, because women, I think, generally are a bit more risk averse than men. And so they need a few extra supports and resources around them before they want to take that risk and invest their own money. Because you can lose it. You can lose it all, Joe.
Yes, indeed. And tax is one area of support. But there's a big difference in the tax write-offs you can get north of the border and the tax write-offs you get south of the border.
I'm afraid there is, yeah. And this is something that a number of people in the Irish ecosystem have been lobbying for some time. Brian Caulfield, for example, from Scale Ireland, has been lobbying the government for a long time to improve the tax incentives that are made for early stage investors.
What is the rate south of the border? We know it's around 50% in Northern Ireland, but it's certainly lower than that here.
It's a completely different system in the south, Joe. So in the north, it's very straightforward. A business is less than 3 years old. You can claim 50% back of your investment against your income tax. In the Republic, it's far more complicated, and it's linked to capital gains tax. And there is a lot of different levels and different formulas that you need to check with your accountant. I'm not really a tax expert, so I wouldn't like to be too specific about it, but it is not as beneficial as it is in the north.
Now, you're a cross-border entity. You are based in Donegal. You may not be there right now, but you're based in Donegal, but your business partner is in Derry. Explain how that works.
That's right.
When it comes to getting funding.
It means we have to do double the work.
Wow.
Because it means that we have to lobby two sets of governments in the post-Brexit world. So we've made things hard for ourselves, but we couldn't envisage doing something that wasn't an all-Ireland cross-border project because out of our team, there actually are four of us, and two of us from Northern Ireland and two of us from the Republic. So it made sense for us to do an all-Ireland.
Now, assuming you get all these angel investors, what kind of companies do they want to invest in or tend to invest in?
So we're investing in businesses that are started by women on the island of Ireland. We seek women that have got a global mindset from the first day. So women that really are building, scaling businesses that are going to be exporting and, you know, moving to America and things like that. We've made two investments so far, and they have been into a cybersecurity company in Donegal and into a sports tech business in the west of Ireland. So businesses that are really ambitious and want to grow.
And but they need to be tech focused. Like, you're not going to invest in a restaurant chain, for example.
No, we wouldn't. We would be unlikely to invest in a restaurant chain unless they could really demonstrate to us that they had a global ambition. They're not all tech, but most of them are, because that's just the way that life has moved, I think, in the past couple of decades. Everything today is tech, isn't it?
Yeah. And were you a tech entrepreneur when you had your own startup?
I was, yes. I had an online learning business based in Derry. So my own background is as a tech, as an exited tech entrepreneur.
What's it like out there when it comes to getting funding, getting these angel investors? Is it really like getting milk from a stone, or do people do come forward to back these startups?
Well, we've been going for 10 months, and so far more than 70 new angels have joined us. So I think that there's a lot of interest in angel investment as an asset class. Whether or not those people go on to actually invest is yet to be proven, I suppose. But many of them have invested in those first two investments that we've made. So I think there is an appetite. However, the investment landscape generally at the moment is extremely tough, as you will know from all the conversations that you have with others.
All right. Okay.
Well, it's not an easy place to be.
Thanks, Mary. That's Mary McKenna from Awaken Angels.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.